Great news! Camtasia 2019 just came out. It's an upgraded version of my editing software, Camtasia 2018. Excited to get started learning some new features. There's some new audio features which are useful, and it costs only $100. Alright, open up the windowsill. It's a little fresh air. Okay, so we've made it to episode 4. Today is April 30th. Pretty sure the last day. Yes, the last day of April. So excited. Golf season's coming up. Well, it should have started already, but our rivers are gonna probably reach the record flood set in 1989. It's cold, it's 50 degrees. It's just muggy. It's not the place you want to be. So I'm kind of disappointed I can't get out, have some fun. First and foremost, Camtasia 2019 came out. I use Camtasia to edit my audio. I'm sorry. It's great software. I know it's for videos, but I like to use it for audio clips because it's nice. Yeah, listen to those cars. All right. So, as I talked about in my last episode, I want to talk a little bit more about my Patreon. And Patreon is this amazing way you can support my entire podcast. You can donate to me and I will send you guys multiple perks and I'll give you a thank you in the podcast. So please support me on Patreon. It's really going to help me motivate me to do this podcast. I'm sitting here all day recording myself for 30 minutes and editing video. It's going to be a huge help. And you can support me in my podcast, and I'll be excellent, and I'll give you a round of applause. And there's a secret gift, and I'm going to be running a special offer deal on my Patreon. So if you want to check it out, go to patreon.com/podcastwithphil. Okay, episode 4, so excited to be here, as I already said, so cliche. Finally getting into the swing of things, trying to get this as a habit. I hopefully someone's listening to this. And we're having fun on this podcast because that's the whole point of it, right? All right, so as promised, the first segment will be me trying to do ridiculous Asian accents. And then in the second podcast, I decided to do something fun. We're going to be playing some sounds and you will help me guess what sounds are being played. Okay, let's get started. Okay, I always say that, you know, it's kind of annoying. Okay, let's get started. Oh my gosh. I can't say, oh my gosh. What did I say? Okay, stop mocking me. Oh yeah, and by the way, at school, tons of homework, probably failed my tests, map testing tomorrow in language arts, haven't been getting enough sleep, Okay, I just want to tell you a little about this podcast. I feel like it's getting kind of boring and uninteresting, so please give me some feedback, show me some support at Patreon. It'd really help me with my podcast so I know people actually enjoy listening to my stories. And if you don't like it, feel free to tag me out, send me a message on Patreon, and I can get things changed. Okay, here's how the challenge is gonna work. I'm gonna have 3 different accents, and I have to say something in all 3 accents, and you can grade me, okay? So we're gonna be Australian, like Japanese, Chinese accent, and then Indian accent. Indian. Alright. Well, start off Australian. Hello, I like the chopstick, and I do not like watching video that is boring. And I think this podcast is amazing. I'm really excited. Okay, this sounds like Indians. You know? Okay, let's try British. What's all mesh on this? And, okay, I'm speaking French. Australian. The birds are flying in for Easter, madam. It's Sean. Have you seen the podcast yet? Named the podcast. It is excellent. I have heard of it before, and I really recommend that you listen to it. Oh, the podcast is very good. I listened to it before. And the only reason why I can do this Indian accent is because there's so many Indian people at my home. Because I live in the headquarters of John Deere near there, and a lot of Indian people come work John Deere. So I hear a lot of Indian accent from parents. Indians, Indian, raw, Indian, 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 Indian. Okay. Lastly, Chinese accent. This is gonna be a rude humor. My mom's not gonna appreciate it. Hello. Where is the bathroom? I don't know what the bathroom. Okay, I don't want this to get like bad humor because if kids are listening to this, parents don't want them to listen to it. You know. Okay, this is enough. Let's move on to the sound game. So I'm gonna go onto YouTube. I'm gonna look up a sound game and then we'll play with you. Okay, so it's gonna be called Guess the Sound. Alright, so this game has 20 sounds? Is that too much? Okay, 20 sounds that I have to guess. And then we'll see how many of them I actually get right. So right now, grab a pen and paper, something you can write with. And then we're going to go through all of them. And then I'm going to say my guesses. I'm going to reason why. And then we're going to go over the answers. Okay. Okay, so Change Your Plans, actually the video, it plays the sound and I'll tell you what it is. So this video is by Mr. Teach. So subscribe to him on YouTube, Mr. Teach. It was uploaded only a couple days ago. Yeah. So, full credit to Mr. Teach. Alright, let's get started. Here's sound number one. Okay, I feel like some of these answers I don't want to be tricked by because they might be too, like, cliche. So let's listen to it one more time. Yeah, that sounds like something falling. I'm going to say bowling alley. Yeah, I was right. It's bowling strike. So if you wrote that, you're right. This sounds like disgustingness. Right, let's listen to it again. It sounds like someone's dumping a lot of feces. I'm like, someone's dumping something with solids in it. Just gives me the chills. Let's listen to it one more time. Alright. If you listen to the very beginning, it sounds like the when you flush a toilet. What was the answer? Toilet flushing. I was actually right. Two in a row. Let's even get three. Third time's the charm. Is that how it's go? Third time's the charm. Yeah. Sounds like an owl. Okay. This might have been too easy. Yeah, I was right. It's an owl. Three for three. All right. Number four. Definitely something clicking. I don't automatically recognize the sound, but I feel like I know. It's like on my tip of my tongue. I know I've heard this sound before. I just can't. I know what it is. It's a pen. It's a pen clicking, right? Am I right? Yeah, I'm right. 4 for 4. Wow, I'm actually good at these. Can't believe I'm good at these. I'm actually bad. Yeah, that's glass breaking. It's obvious. Plate smashing. Should I count it? Yeah, I'll count it. Safely. Sounds like a vacuum! It just... was it? Am I right? 6 for 6. Yes! 6 for 6. Oh my goodness. Oh, I can't say that. It's chicken. Yeah, these are way too easy. No offense. Sorry. A hen? Eh, same thing. Now, for those of you who, like, love animals, like, a hen and a chicken aren't the same thing. You're wrong. You're not 7 for 7. Well, who cares? It's like a bunch of beads spilling. That's what I feel like. I don't think I'm going to get this one right. Say beans spilling. 8 for 8. Water tap! Ugh, I'm not 8 for 8. Ugh, it's okay, it's okay. That's a clock. Ticking. Yeah, I was right. Alright, 10. It's frogs. Right? Frogs. Ducks! Okay, that was inappropriate. It's ducks. It's cutting. With scissors. Skizzers. Cutting paper, yeah, same thing. Alright. 12! It's a plane. It's a plane landing. That's 12. It's a jet. And speaking of planes, jets, just as you, if you listen to my introduction, I'm a train geek. I love trains. I will talk about trains in the near future if something bad happens. So, just a warning. It's a jet. I found it trying to trick you because you already had an owl, but it's an owl. It's an owl, right? Pigeon? I never heard of pigeon. It's a scam. Alright, unlucky number 14. 14. Okay, it sounds too fast for a human snore. Unless it's like a really unhealthy baby. This is 13, sorry. 14. I'll just say snore. A cat purring. Alright, for the sake of time, we're just gonna do one more, okay? Lawnmower, lawnmower. Lawnmower, please? Yeah! Oh. Yes, alright, alright, alright. Let's move on. Next up, roll the music. It's time for Word of the Day. Alright, today's Word of the Day is drumroll. Okay, enough drumroll, please. Okay.
Circadian.
Circadian. The word is...
Circadian.
Alright, I don't remember the word of the day from yesterday. I don't know why. I remember day one was Logie. Day two was resuscitate. Day three, I don't remember. Day four is Securitian. Sorry, back. Sorry. Ice cream. It's always an exception. Okay. So the word?
Circadian.
Circadian means being have characterized by or occurring in approximately 24-hour periods or cycles. Okay. The presence and absence of light can greatly influence an organism's circadian rhythms. Sorry. Basically means it occurs every 24 hours. So, news article I chose was college student celebrating 23rd birthday killed on Uber ride home. It's from Inside Edition. Now, Inside Edition, if you have never heard of it, it is like the most addicting thing in the world. Because there's so many interesting news articles and videos, you just gotta click on them. Alright. Getting a safe ride home on her 23rd birthday celebrations turned deadly when an Illinois woman was killed in a crash while riding in an Uber. Jamie Paulos of Berwyn was riding home in an Uber after a night out in Chicago when a white Infiniti sedan driven by a 22-year-old collided with their car, the Chicago Tribune reported. While her three friends survived the Saturday night crash with injuries, Paulos died inside the car. It was every parent's worst nightmare. Friday's 24, Brianna Woods and... So basically it's saying this girl was killed. Now, I thought this would be more of a kidnapping situation, but you gotta understand, I mean, Uber, you're getting to someone else's car. Like, it's kind of dangerous, but I think Uber's a great service. I even use Uber, and it's just a great way to get around. You don't have to have your own car. You can just call someone. Plus, they have coupons for new riders. Literally, like, $1 rides for, like, 2 miles if you don't want to walk. So, it's a really cool thing. I mean, Uber's a great company. You just got to focus a little more on driver safety. Like, maybe put cameras in their cars. I don't know. That sounds a bit invasive of privacy. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast today. Sorry I kept you here for a bit longer than normal. I love talking with you guys every day. And... see you tomorrow. Oh, wait. I didn't use the vocabulary word of the day. All right. What is it? Circadian. Hopefully this doesn't happen on a circadian basis. All right. See you guys later.